There is a philosopher called Mill. In the West, in the modern times he lived. While dealing with this problem, he said that considering God on one hand and considering the world on the other, you have to conclude that God is either good or omnipotent, but not both. God is either good or omnipotent, but not both. God cannot be both good and omnipotent. Why? Because if He is good and also omnipotent, there could have never arisen any evil at all. If He is omnipotent and He is good, then evil cannot arise out of Him. And still, if evil exists, and yet you insist that He is also omnipotent, then it means that God must not be Himself good. Because if He was really good and omnipotent, He would have killed evil. If He is omnipotent and yet evil exists, it means that He allows evil to exist. That means that God is not opposed to evil. Therefore, God must be also Himself, in some way, evil. Either He Himself is producing evil out of Himself, or even if evil has not come out of Him, being omnipotent, He is not killing it, therefore He is omnipotent, and therefore He allows evil to exist, therefore in His own consciousness evil is not something objectionable, and that can be only if He Himself is not good. Or else, if He is omnipotent and yet He can kill evil and yet does not kill the evil, He must be full of ill will. One who allows evil, although he is capable of taking it out, he must be Himself mischievous, sadist. When He can destroy evil, He is omnipotent. And yet He doesn't do anything when evil is there all around. He doesn't just come down on evil and kill it at once. It must be because, although He is capable of destroying, He says, doesn't matter. Let us see how the drama goes on. So He is like a very cruel man. Therefore, if you really want to say that God, no, He is very good, very compassionate, then grant that He is not omnipotent. That although He would like to destroy evil, He is not able to destroy evil. Therefore, evil exists. That kind of proposition is all right, admissible. If God exists but not omnipotent, He is admissible logically. Or God exists who is omnipotent but not good in Himself, that is acceptable logically. But to say that God is both good and omnipotent and yet evil existing, that is logically impossible. Now this is the argument which is extremely important, very powerful, and it is opposed to what is called monism, monotheism, theism, all those theories which regard God as both good and omnipotent. That theory is bombarded by this argument. Now there are answers to this question which are offered by all monotheistic religions. Christianity is a theistic religion. Islam is a theistic religion. Judaism is a theistic religion. Some forms of Hinduism are also theistic religions. Shaivism is theistic. Vaishnavism is theistic. Shaktism is theistic. So there are many forms of theistic religions. They are all monotheistic religions. There is only one God. Therefore they are called monotheistic religions. Now let us see how do they answer this question. According to one answer, God is both good and omnipotent, and out of His omnipotence and out of His goodness, He has conferred upon human beings a free will. And free will is itself a good will. Freedom is a good thing. And God has given this freedom to man. Man, God being good and omnipotent, He has given to man a free will, which is a good thing. A good gift has been given by God. But man, having got free will, he misuses his freedom. And all evil in the world is a result of the free will of man. It is not willed by God. The evil is a resultant of the free exercise of will on the part of man. Because he is free, he can choose good or evil, between good and evil, and he chooses evil. And therefore evil exists, because he chooses it. But if he chooses evil, then the question will be asked, but God is omnipotent. He could do two things. If God is omnipotent, he could take away the freedom of man. If this evil is only because of God's gift of goodwill, he could take it away. Why does he not do it? Or else, in spite of the evil in the world, he could so alchemize everything. He is omnipotent. All evil things can be destroyed by him at one stroke. Even if evil arises, I may do something evil, God can alchemize it and make it good. He could do it if he is omnipotent. I may do a wrong thing, and injustice is created now, but God can immediately come and put everything right. Why does He allow injustice to remain? I may be doing injustice, but God is omnipotent. Fine, He allows me my freedom. I do an unjust act, God can immediately intervene and put it right. Why does He not do it? He is omnipotent. This is the argument which baffles theists. And there are various kinds of answers which are given. One answer is the following. God has given goodwill to man. The goodwill itself is a good thing. Therefore, God wants that by His own will, He chooses good. God wants man to arrive at a point where he will choose willingly the good. And since choosing God willingly is more valuable than compelling man to choose God or good, therefore God is allowing this free will to remain. Fine, this may be an answer that, all right, God wants a willing will, a freedom in man to choose God, which is a greater good than asking man to be compelled to choose God. But then the deeper question is not answered by this. In the meantime, so much injustice is going on in the world. If it's only a question of asking man to choose God freely, fine, as a game it is quite all right. But in the meantime, innocents are killed. The fire breaks out and destroys the world in many important matters. And blind force is working in the world and God doesn't intervene. Then answer comes that all that is evil in the world is a method of God to train the individuals. If I choose evil, then God punishes me so as to train me so that gradually I learn how to choose God. God does not compel me to choose God, but He punishes me so that I may awake and gradually come to understand one and the other and ultimately choose God. So it is argued that all evil in the world is in the form of punishment. It's a kind of a school in which these individual souls who are given the freedom are trained so that gradually through these experiences they will learn how to choose good instead of choosing evil.